Tomorrow is First Thursday, the day when galleries and art museums in Seattle open their doors to the public for free. But with all that art on view and only one day, how do you pick what to see? That's why we have Stranger art critic Jen Graves. She came in to give two recommendations. They're both exhibitions by women artists. The first one has painted dogs. Really? Bill Radke asked her, dogs?
This is her first time painting dogs.
Oh.
In the past, she's painted dolls, another highly unpopular fine art subject. Sherry Markowitz is at Greg Kucera Gallery.
Yeah, I've seen her doll paintings on cotton, right? Which is a cool medium if you haven't seen it. The paint really sinks in.
That's so, yes. The dog paintings are really interesting because she manages to turn that cotton into like a depth of field, which she didn't really do with the doll. She wasn't that interested in it, but it's actually, these are from observation from walking to the dog park where she went with her dog until her dog died. And then she just kept taking the walk by herself. And she creates these scenes on this cotton that actually do look like you're sort of in this, you're looking at the dogs in their environment. They're not portraiting. They're doing their thing.
Now, I have to tell you, Jen, I'm one of those people who saying that there's going to be paintings of dogs is not going to get me through the door. I like dogs. I find depictions of dogs usually cloying.
Yes.
So talk to me about why I want to see somebody depict dogs.
Oh, I so appreciate that. Well, I can say that in almost 20 years of doing this work, I have never before recommended a show of art about dogs, of dogs. So that should go toward your...
Okay.
I am also not a person who wants to recommend a show about dogs.
Okay.
But in this one, I think what's so interesting is she works so hard to present the dogs as these really complex, separate creatures. They're not projections of what she'd like them to be. They're... she catches them as best she can is basically it. I mean, she is totally letting the dogs and their kind of quirks and the strange ways that dogs work. She's working from photographs that she makes from observation. And she's just really letting them try to appear. And you see her erasing on the cotton. You see the paint dripping and not really like the dog's edges kind of being blurred. And like you sense that she's barely in charge of making these depictions, which is really a powerful experience to feel from somebody who's been working for so long. She is an incredibly accomplished artist, and she's really letting go in this way. And the dogs are kind of in motion, and it's a surprise, really.
Okay, so that show, Sherry Markowitz, has an opening reception at Greg Kucera Gallery, Pioneer Square, First Thursday.
Yes.
The next show you're recommending actually opens this Saturday, so not on First Thursday. It's at the Northwest African American Museum, and it's called 100% Kinekalon. And if you didn't get that reference immediately, Kinekalon is a kind of synthetic hair. Please tell me the show is entirely made out of fake hair.
The show is entirely made out of 100% fake hair. No, it's not.
Oh.
But it is about that brand, and it is about the branding that Tarika finds hilarious because it's fake hair, but it's 100%. No, so it's the
purely fake
hair. Yeah.
And who is Tarika?
Tarika Waters is the artist. The full title of the show is 100% Kinekalon, The Untold Story of the Marginalized Matriarch. And she's creating portraits, some in photographs, some in sort of pop art and branding pieces, and then a few surprises she's talked about. And when she first started doing this work, it was when she was being invited by Out of Sight last year during the Seattle Art Fair to create work. And she kept being asked about being a person of color. And she was like, you know, I am a person of color, but I'm black. Like, I'm a black woman, and I want to make something that is really from my history. She's from D.C. She moved here a few years ago from Atlanta with her husband and two kids. And she created this photograph called 100% Kinekalon. And it was kind of in tribute to a childhood memory. She had a friend named Nikki, who was like a best friend of hers, who she lost. And Nikki had used to do her hair, and Nikki's mom. And they would shout out 100% Kinekalon in the studio. or in the shop, in the barbershop. And, you know, and that was supposed to be like the best hair you could get, 100% Kinecalon. So it's definitely, she's kind of making fun of this brand of, you know, awesome hair.
And this artist, Tarika Waters, she's opening up, here we are back to First Thursday. She's opening up a space in Pioneer Square.
She is. She used to have a space called Martyr Sauce on Washington. It was just a stairwell. And now she's moving across Occidental Square, across to First and Jackson, to the site of the old Bud's Records, I guess.
I remember Bud's Records.
Okay, yeah. Good. And it's a basement
good
space.
Spot.
Evidently. And she's going to have that space on a permanent basis. The first exhibition, nothing will be for sale. Her husband, Ryan, is a guitarist and had worked with Prince. And it will be some of the stuff that he's gathered over the years from working with Prince. And so it'll be just kind of fun and an introduction to the space.
Wow. When does that open?
That opens on First Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Jen Graves is the art critic for The Stranger. She was talking with KUOW's Bill Radke.